Of course, it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. Happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday, Kim.
And Sunny, I understand you are starting off with a Zambian football victory.
Kim, Zambia edge neighbor Zimbabwe Tuesday 1-0 at the African Nations Championship football tournament in Rwanda. Isaac Chanza, a 31-year-old midfielder, had the game's only goal about 60 minutes into the match at Umuganda Stadium in Gisenyi, located on Rwanda's border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. Chanza converted a free kick from Zambia's captain, Christopher Katongo. Chanza and Katongo were both members of the Zambian team that won the 2012 Africa Cup of Nations title in Libreville, Gabon. And remember, VOA football fans, while foreign-based players are allowed at the Africa Cup of Nations, this African Nations Championship, or CHAN, is exclusively for locally-based players in Africa. For a look back at Monday's CHAN action, we're joined once again on the Sunny Side of Sports by David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Chisholm Chikatara, a 21-year-old striker. He plays for Abia Warriors FC and a prolific scoring outburst in Rwanda. VOA! Tell our VOA football fans about that.
The interesting thing, Sunny, was he was not considered good enough to be in the starting lineup. He only came on as a substitute in the second half for Adeyemi. And lo and behold, he scored three, and he could have scored another two. He had several close shaves. This was Nigeria's first match. It was the start of Group C. They were playing Niger. And although normally you would say Nigeria would be expected to win comfortably, I'm sure in the back of those minds of the Nigerian footballers and also the coach, Sunday Olise, they would have recalled 2011 qualifying and the fact that Niger shocked Nigeria. They won 2-0 in Niamey, and then they drew 0-0 in Nigeria. So there undoubtedly would have been Nigerian respect for the underdogs. Not a great first half, Sunny. No goals. But it all changed just 25 seconds into the second half when Okoro gave Nigeria the lead. A deep cross, and he volleyed the ball beautifully from the far post across the goal and into the far corner of the net. So 1-0 to Nigeria. The Nigerians had a chance to equalize, but they messed up. And then it became the Chikatara show. It started in the 74th minute with his first goal. In the 80th minute, arguably the goal of the tournament so far came from Niger. And it was scored by Zakari Adebayor. And no relation whatsoever to the Togolese star, Emmanuel Adebayor. From the edge of the penalty area, magnificent, unstoppable rocket into the roof of the net. So it was game on at 2-1, but within 60 seconds, Chikatara had scored again, and suddenly it was game over. It was 3-1 to Nigeria. And to wrap up his personal triumph, he scored again 3 minutes into stoppage time to make it 4-1. And interestingly, Nigeria, for the third time, had scored four goals in a CHAN match, the only country to do this. Back in 2014, they beat Mozambique 4-2 in a group game, and then in a remarkable comeback, they wiped out a three-goal deficit in the quarterfinals to beat Morocco 4-3, and now they've beaten Niger 4-1. That was the second half, Sunny, of a doubleheader in Group C, and it was played at the Stade Kigali, which is the secondary stadium in the Rwandan capital. And the first match was a real thriller. Here, Tunisia were undoubtedly favourites pre-match against Guinea, and after 33 minutes, Akachi scored to put the North Africans in front. But on 40 minutes, Alseni Kamara Agogo, and the reason for that, Agogo at the end of his name, is in fact there are two Guineans in the squad with identical names. They're both called Alseni Kamara. So Agogo equalized. 6 minutes into the second half, Akachi put the Tunisians back in front, but the Guineans kept fighting away, and 7 minutes from time, Agogo struck again. So personal triumphs here for Akachi and Dagogo, both scoring two goals each. I would have split the Man of the Match award, which incidentally in the Nigerian game understandably went to Chikatara. But in the other game, it went to Akachi, and I feel that the performance of Kamara was equally good. So why not bend the rules slightly, and instead of nominating one person, give it to both? Interesting statistics, Sonny, from this Guinea-Tunisia match. There were 42 fouls. Now, that's unacceptable. That's almost a foul every second minute. For the record, Tunisian committed 17 fouls and the Guineans 25. Also interesting was the number of offsides. Tunisia 8 and Guinea 4. And also an awful lot of corners. 7 for the Tunisians and 8 for the Guineans. But a really good match this. Arguably the best match so far in the tournament. Group C, Nigeria out in front with 3 points and a very healthy +3 goal difference. Guinea and Tunisia have got 1 point each, and Niger at the bottom, no points.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. David also confirms the hat trick scored on Monday by Nigeria's Chisom Chikatara was the second in CHAN history. David says the Zambian Given Singaluma scored 3 goals in the maiden edition of the African Nations Championship in 2009 when Zambia beat host Ivory Coast 3-0 in the opening match in Abidjan.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Goodbye.
The Sunny Side of Sports says goodbye to Glenn Frey, the co-founder of the high-flying, legendary American band, the Eagles. Frey died on Monday at age 67. Thanks for all the great music, Glenn. Turning to African golf, for the second week in a row, a young South African has won a big international tournament on home soil. 21-year-old Hayden Porteous shot a 3-under par 69 Sunday to win the Joburg Open by 2 strokes for his first European Tour title. Porteous finished at 18-under par 269 at Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club in Johannesburg. Reporter Mark Tompkins caught up with Hayden Porteous after his victory. Here's Mark.
Hayden, many congratulations. You're the Joburg Open champion. How does that feel?
It feels surreal right now. You know, I don't think it hasn't set in just yet. You know, I think when I get home and things start to calm down, I'm going to have a proper think about it. And you know, and all the doors that are open because of winning the Joburg Open, you know, it's a dream come true.
And as you say, it opens up doors to playing events you could probably only dream about, you know, just last year, maybe the year before.
Yeah, I mean, to qualify to get into the Open, you know, on merit is, you know, a big step in my career. And, you know, to play the Open for any player in the world is a big deal. And, you know, hopefully I can do South Africa proud and do well there.
You pushed your tee shot on the first today. Were there a few nerves out there when you stood there at 20 past 12?
Well, I pulled it. But it wasn't in a great position, but you know, there was obviously a few nerves on the tee shot, and you know, luckily I started to hit a few more fairways and a few more greens and gave myself some chances at making birdie. Unfortunately the putts didn't drop, but you know, that's golf, and you know, I just kept the pressure, you know, as low as I could possibly keep it, and you know, to make the birdie on the 18th was, you know, the best feeling in the world.
I was about to say, it was a great reaction when your second hit the green. That must have been, I mean, what was going through your mind at that point when you got a two-shot advantage?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, you know, no silly mistakes, you know, just go left side of the green and hope that the wind drags it to the right. You know, and I just hit probably the best 5-iron I've hit all week, and it landed, you know, maybe just short of pin high and rolled to about 15, 20 foot, and, you know, a putt that I could only dream of to win the Joburg Open.
That's 21-year-old Hayden Porteous, the winner of the 2016 Joburg Open Golf Tournament. And Hayden was talking with reporter Mark Tompkins in Johannesburg, South Africa. In pro basketball, the defending champion Golden State Warriors crushed the host Cleveland Cavaliers 132-98 on Monday night. The Warriors embarrassed the Cavaliers, easily winning on the same court where they won the NBA championship last June. That was Golden State's first NBA title in 40 years. And the Warriors certainly look ready to defend their championship right now. Sharpshooting guard Stephen Curry made 7 three-point shots for the Warriors against the Cavs. Curry ended up with 35 points. In other NBA results, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Utah Jazz 124-119 in double overtime. Kemba Walker scored a club record 52 points for host Charlotte. Yes, VOA basketball fans, Charlotte is the club owned by retired basketball great Michael Jordan. In another double overtime game, the New York Knicks defeated the Philadelphia 76ers 119-113. Aaron Aflalo led the Knicks with 25 points, and Carmelo Anthony had 19 points. Finally, in African athletics, the 2016 London Marathon on April 24th is shaping up as another great Kenyan duel. London organizers announced on Tuesday that 2015 champion Eliud Kipchoge will take on the 2014 champion Wilson Kipsang. The two Kenyans head a stellar field once again in the British capital. Last year, Kipchoge beat Kipsang, a two-time London champion, by just 5 seconds in a thrilling sprint finish.